station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's May 28th. Back from a long weekend. And we're ready for another new week, a short one, of course, but what the heck, man, I'll take it. So welcome, thank you for joining me this morning, and I'm not alone. I'm never alone here, folks. And we have Mia back in the studio.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Mia.
Good morning, thank you.
Yes, and Mia is back because she didn't get to talk a lot last time. We had a lovably chatty guest. And, you know, so I didn't get a chance to put in many words either. But that was fun. We had Billy Hayes last week here. And this is the guy that on whom Midnight Express is based. And
yeah,
he's got a story. He's got a story.
That was great.
Yeah. So he's got a new book, also Midnight Express Letters, which you guys should get. I was reading a little bit from it. Man, that's scary stuff, you know. And so after he was here, I decided I'm going to watch the movie again. I haven't seen it since it came out. So, wow, what a powerful movie, you know?
Wow, I bet. Yeah, yeah. That's something I still have to do, definitely.
Yeah, but it's a cruel, cruel movie, you know? I mean, you can mm-hmm. see how low people can get, you know?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, I mean, it's real. It's real, you know? And they try to escape, and then they're not successful. So they come back, then they catch them, so... You know, they get into trouble and stuff. But, you know, one thing we didn't talk to him about is his escape, because he escaped after 5 years.
Because
he was sentenced to life. But so I don't know the story of the escape yet. I haven't finished the movie, but he'll be coming back to the show because I wanted him also to talk about other things.
Yeah, I want to know, too. I'm so curious.
Yeah, I know. There was still a lot we didn't talk to him about his experience. But, my God, you know, it's the things... If the stuff in the movie is real, then you wouldn't believe some of the things he did. I mean, they turned him into a zombie, you know. And, he started doing crazy shit and stuff, so they put him in the mental ward. And, my God,
yeah,
man, the stuff he was doing. It's like nobody can believe what he was doing, you know. I mean, and you also can't believe they're going to sentence someone for life for a few pieces of, like, plant. You know, that looks like mud, you know. I mean, that's what hash is about. And life in prison for this, I mean, there's not even a friggin' victim for this crime, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, and one thing, you know, I can more or less understand, because I saw a lot of that going on this weekend.
Really?
In Vegas. But that was definitely for some different stuff. That
yeah,
wasn't
not
just
cruel.
For,
huh?
That wasn't just for some plants.
Yeah, so you went to Vegas for the weekend?
I did. It was actually my first, like, real weekend in Vegas.
Because
I went before when I was younger mm-hmm. with, you know, my family and my grandparents. And, you know, they'd gamble a little bit and do their thing. And,
yeah,
you know, we'd hang out and... you know, we'd stay in places like Excalibur. It was, like, kind of exciting. So we're like, wow, we're staying in a castle. This is amazing.
Right.
But then,
that was a different experience,
yeah,
obviously.
Oh, yeah. So it was a very, very different experience. But, so, I just got back at about 4:30 this morning. And
oh, my
slept
God.
For a few hours, and now I'm here. So.
Now, who did you go with? A bunch of friends or something?
Yes, I did. We actually took an RV down there.
Did you really?
Which was a lot of fun. Yeah,
I'm sure.
There were a
wow.
lot of people. We were just packed in this huge RV.
Wow.
And, I mean, I'm glad I didn't take the RV back, though, because they're probably still on their way.
Really?
Right now, yeah. I got some different friends to drive me home, and, you know, I got lucky with that. But,
wow.
Yeah, I could imagine that coming back in the RV is definitely not going to be as fun as going there.
So you must have had fun in the RV driving there, huh? I mean, you have a bunch of people and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You were partying in the,
yeah,
in
that
the
was,
back and
that
stuff.
Yeah, that was great fun. I mean, I stayed sober for most of the trip, thankfully.
Really?
How
can you do that? I mean, when everybody else drinks around you, is it hard to do?
It's, you know, sometimes. I mean, a couple of the days, it was very, you know, because it's like you get there. Like, we got there late Friday night. We went out Friday night. We got back at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, we come out of the club, and it's light out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? It freaked me out. I'm like, I'm not used to doing stuff like this.
Right.
So
you were at a nightclub the whole night? Is that what happened?
Yeah, but then we had the pool party the next day. So we'd have to be there at like noon. And oh my gosh, let me tell you, I just love people watching at these pool parties. Huh? These girls crack me up with their whole getup. First of all, like, I'm looking at it like, wow, look at them. They put all this time and energy to get ready just to be sitting by the pool and like sweating all day.
Yeah.
And coming
and
back,
all makeup and everything, huh? And
oh, I mean, full makeup.
I don't understand
that. But the guys, it's funny, on the ride back, the guys are like, man, these chicks, like, it's crazy. I'm like, yeah, they go all out, right? And they're like, yeah, but it's not, like, that's not what we want. It's like that Vegas chick look,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I tried to imagine, like, if one of them got pushed in the pool, first of all, everything, like, the in the water would all turn orange
from
their fake tanner.
The mascara,
and then you might see some fake eyelashes floating around and then a big rack of like hair extensions.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They have those tracks that they put in their hair and that they clip in, you know. And
right.
I'm sure when it gets wet, it would just start floating away. And then they'd come out looking like the monster from the Black Lagoon with the mascara running all over their eyes. And
oh,
like, oh, no.
I know. I don't understand people doing this, you know, but I think some women are like so insecure with their looks that they really have to spend, you know, a lot of time in front of the mirror. And even when they go to the gym, they have to dress up and put makeup on.
Oh,
and,
yeah, for sure.
Go,
it's like a full ordeal.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it comes from insecurity. You know, I mean, if you just be proud of the way you look, you know, I mean, what the hell? Nobody looks great by the pool, you know, and, you know, but it. Yeah, I mean, wear a friggin' nightgown to the pool, you know, why don't you? So, yeah, so, but those pool parties are really crowded, huh?
I mean, were
they like tons of people?
Tons of people, and I got very lucky because the group that I was in, you know, they all had like tables that were like right next to the DJ booth, so we were kind of like in our own little area, so we weren't mixed in with all the madness. We kind of got to look out over the balcony and to all the madness. So we're like, oh, I'm glad to be up here in the shade. And I don't know how people do it in the sun like that all day partying.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, thank God for the shade.
Where were you, the Cosmopolitan for the party? Where did you go to the party at? What hotel?
Well, we stayed at MGM, and there's a pool party called Wet Republic.
Oh,
that was there.
Yeah.
So we pretty much stayed there the whole time. I mean, all the clubs that we went to were also in MGM. So I still kind of feel like I haven't really experienced Vegas because the whole point of it is like kind of walking up and down the strip and seeing like they got the big fountain thing and all the shows and stuff. And oh well, one of these days.
Exactly. You went for one thing, and that is to party. So you got you got what you wanted. So I know I've been to a few of these parties, and they're pretty wild. No, so it started like from noon until what? It went like all day and stuff?
Yeah, noon until like, I want to say like even like 6:30. Because the sun would still be out and everybody would still be going. And except for yesterday. Oh my gosh. At about 6:30, everyone, I mean, they were in full swing. Like a lot of my friends were still wanting to stay. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to head back to the room, take a nice shower and pack and get ready to go.
Because
I was so over it. It was fun, but I couldn't imagine spending another day there.
It's too much, huh? Yeah. Takes a lot out of you. And you weren't drinking this whole time?
No, I mean, I'd have a few, you know, vodka Red Bulls to, you know, keep me going. But see, I'm a whiskey girl.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's tough is when you have like the bottle service, you know, at the clubs and at the pool parties, it's always vodka.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm kind of picky. Like, I'm not the biggest fan. I'm like, if it was Jameson, that might be a little bit of a different story. Because I actually enjoy that. But, oh, well.
Was it, like, incredibly hot like it always is in Vegas?
It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was pretty hot.
Like 110 or something, huh?
Probably something like that. I didn't even want to look. I'm like, I'm not even going to look at the weather. I know it's going to be hot, so.
I know. I don't know how people can handle it. I mean, I lived in Vegas twice. And for,
did you really?
Yeah, I lived there
gosh.
For 5 years in the 70s and then about 3 years in the 90s. And, you know, it's changed between those times. But but at the same time, it's like it's so friggin' hot. And you never get used to it, you know.
Right.
It's just too much.
It's so dry.
Yeah, and you can't be outside. You know, it's like being in an oven or something.
Right.
So that's why, you know, you go into, you stay in the casinos, you stay in the room and whatever, you know, by the pool. But even by the pool, if you're not in the water, you can die.
Oh, for sure.
From heat, you know?
I am curious, though, about one thing. We thought about this when we were there. Like, what else do people do? Like, the people that live here.
Right.
Like, what do you do? I mean, is everything just on the strip all
the
time?
No, not at all. I think people that live there do not necessarily go to the strip at all. I mean, I remember I would barely go there, you know.
Oh, okay.
And, just when you know, want to cruise down, you know, pick up girls or something, you know, then you drive down the strip. But for the most part, there's restaurants, there's clubs, there's bars, there's everything, you know. I mean, there's stuff for the locals everywhere. A lot of people do, you know, they go even, some of the locals go to the casinos, like to the smaller casinos and stuff, they hang out, you know, and that. But rarely do people that live there go to the strip, you know, because it's just too crowded, too touristy and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it there, especially my teen years there in the 70s. It was just, like, amazing, you know.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, sex, drugs, and rock and roll the whole way, you know. And it was fun times. I really remember Vegas from those times, you know.
They were probably a lot more lenient back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, they searched through my little purse like nobody's business.
Are you serious?
I had this little tiny, like, satchel purse that I just had just my necessities in. And they were taking, like, they took my hand sanitizer. Like, I just got a brand new little thing of hand sanitizer. They took that.
Why?
And then they took my friend's gum, like, brand new gum, all in the package. Took that. I think I had, like, you know, when you leave a restaurant, they got the big bowl of mints, you know, but they're still in the package, like, the individually wrapped ones.
And,
like, I had a couple of those in there, and they took that. I'm like, it's in a wrapper. What could I possibly, you know, what could I put in there that's
Well, maybe they don't want the sticky stuff on the floor or something, because I'm thinking of the gum, you know. Maybe people just throw gum on the floor.
Maybe,
so,
but,
you know,
gosh.
Because I can't imagine.
I
but the hand sanitizer, what's that all about?
I have no idea.
Did you ask them?
I did, but you know what? They don't even look up.
Yeah.
They're just looking down. They're just like, oh, shut up, girl. Like, we get this all the time. Like, okay, all right, I get it. I don't want to piss you off because then you probably won't even let me in here. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and deal with it. But it's really tight security.
Wow, that's amazing. No, it used to be very lax before, you know. And just like those days when Billy Hayes tried to smuggle drugs out of Turkey
exactly.
when they were not checking anybody, you know, it was amazing. But but this is crazy, you know. I mean, the terrorists have changed our lifestyle completely, you know.
Oh,
everywhere
yeah.
you go, but I wouldn't expect it to happen by the pool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. So you stay just at the MGM pretty much the whole time?
Yeah.
You see, that's the thing about Vegas. I mean, you can stay at a resort, at a hotel. And you don't have to leave, you know. They've got everything there. You don't know if it's daytime, nighttime, anything, you know.
Yeah, which was great. I mean, at one point, you know, they all wanted to go to an after party. So I'm like, oh man, like I kind of got to stick with the group here, you know. So we left, you know, very briefly to go to another, I think we were at the Hard Rock because one of our friends was DJing there for the after hours. And, you know, coming out of there, we were leaving. The taxi line was ridiculous.
Really?
I'm thinking, there's no way. Like, we must be, like, needing to wait an hour.
Yeah.
And, I mean, thankfully, they, like, called another car to come pick us up. I was like, oh, thank God. I'm like, that line is ridiculous. All the girls are standing there with their shoes off. their shoes in their hands, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, gross. Like, it's the ground, and it's Vegas. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't care how bad my feet hurt. Like, I would never take off my shoes. Like,
now, I know in these clubs, they don't let just everybody in, right? I mean, you have to be... Don't you have to, like, be dressed nice and attractive and everything? I think they keep some people out.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
And it's crazy. Even the group that we had, I mean, guys and girls, everybody was, you know, everybody was very good-looking. And it was like getting in there, they literally had all of us girls. Like, they'd separate us from the group. They'd say, girls, come to this side to your right. Uh-huh. Guys, stay to your left.
Right.
They'd be like, let's get all the girls in first. Then we'll try to get the guys in. Right. It's not like these are just Joe Schmo guys. You know, they're like friends of, like, you know, my DJ friend. They like own restaurants and they have a lot of money and they're guys of status. And still, they had to wait for all of that. I mean, I guess it's like, oh, that's nice, ladies first. But, I mean, when you really think about it, they couldn't just bring everybody in one group. It was like ladies first. And, you know,
but
guys will worry
about
you
later. Because the women are the attraction there, not the guys.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. So in order for the guys to spend money, they have to have the girls in there first, you know.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they do, you know. I mean, they, but it's, you know, it's pretty lousy, you know, to keep some people out and stuff.
It is.
You know?
It really is. So many people.
So what do they do? I mean, do they tell them you can't come in, or they just put them on the side and they never let them in, huh?
Everybody's just like, I feel like there's three different lines to come in. I mean, you have like the like random general line that's so long, and then you kind of have like another line of like the in-between people, and then you've got the other line of the people that are like, you know, a really, you know, a part of that situation. Either they're DJing there or they, you know, own something there.
Right.
So it's like, oh, then, you know, they're first to come in, and then the secondary line, and then the people that are just there at random. I mean, I don't know how they ever get in. It's like, we'll be leaving the club, and there'll be still, like, a line of people trying to get. I'm like, wait, didn't I see you on my way in here?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, some people have to really want to go there bad for them to put up with this shit, you know?
Yeah, fortunately, I've been very blessed with the friends that I have. So I'm like, I know nothing of what's going on. I'm like, I'm just following you guys.
So did you gamble at all? Do you like to gamble?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I take care of myself.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I work hard
for the money.
You know, for the money that I have,
agree.
And it all goes to my rent and necessities. Like that is my life in a nutshell. Is rent and necessities. That's where all my money goes.
Right.
You know, at least for now, at least until I, you know, make it big, because you know this
there
is
you
Hollywood.
Go. There you go. You
dreams
take
come true.
A
so
step at a time, man.
Yeah.
A step at a time.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm not completely against it. Like I'm not like, oh, I'm, you know, a big advocate against gambling. I just personally don't do it. Just
no, I know. I'm
the
same
way.
I'm the same way, you know. And I lived there, and I saw people lose a lot of money and shit, you know.
Oh, I bet.
Leaving their paycheck in the casino before they get home, you know.
So
I mean, that's bad. And so I was always like, I'm not gonna gamble. Me too. I work hard for the money, and there's no way I'm just gonna throw it away, because you do throw it away. It's very seldom that you win and you actually keep the money.
Right.
So, you know, it's not worth it. Many people, what they do is they just set aside a certain amount of money. They say, okay, we'll play with this one and we'll probably lose it. And that's fine, you know. But there's no way I'm going to leave a few $1,000s there that I could spend and actually enjoy, you know.
Right.
I mean,
what's
so enjoyable in losing your money, you know?
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, I don't even know how to play any of those games, like the blackjack and poker, all that. Like, I am completely clueless.
Yeah.
If anything, I do like the little slot machine. So I gotta do is like pull the lever down. And it's like, okay,
not very complicated.
There goes my quarter. That would probably be the biggest extent of my gambling is like one quarter and a slot machine. I don't even know if they take quarters. I don't even know how that works.
They do. They take quarters. But yeah, you no longer use coins. I mean, now you use like cards and stuff. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and things like that. Although you can use coins, but nobody does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just use a credit card or something. Or
yeah.
You
no,
get
I need
like
those quarters for the meter in my laundry.
Oh, man.
That's important to me. I love quarters.
Yeah. That's funny. So, yeah, so, but, you know, Vegas is not what it used to be. You know, I mean, it used to be small and compact and stuff. Now there's just so many people there, you know, and it's so crowded and the traffic and everything. But most people I know, including myself, can't be there more than a couple days, you know, and then it gets old, you know, it's too much. And especially if you party a lot like you did, you know. I mean, I can't imagine you'd have much energy left, you know.
Gosh.
But that's cool, yeah. I mean, it's cool to party with a lot of people and stuff. And it gets very crowded inside, right? And everybody just dances and dances. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. People are just, like, jumping around all over the place. And it's like, how do you have all this energy? I mean... Yeah. I know how you have all this energy. It's not your pure energy. I'll tell you that right now. Most likely. I mean, you know, I'm not one to judge, but it's like, right. I mean, how else do these people do it? Like right. all day in
so
the sun
you
at the
think
pool
they take
and then
drugs
all
and
night.
Stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm thinking sure. there's just no way that, I mean, people can have that much stamina of you know partying and I mean because even true. Drinking like if you're drinking that much I mean yeah it'll be fun for a second but then at some point they're going to be hungover
yeah eventually you'll be tired
so it's you know
yeah
yeah I don't know
man people are crazy you know some people party really hard you know
yeah
and that's cool but yeah I used to too I used to party really hard you know so yeah this is a time for you to party I mean what the hell you know this is a time to do it. So awesome. Well, that's cool. And you got to come back in time, which is cool.
Yes.
You did. So you think your friends still stay there?
I think they might be still heading back. Because, well, when I got home, I, you know, I texted my friends. I went with, like, a whole group of girlfriends, you know, and I texted my best friend. And I'm like, hey, like, I'm home safe in bed. You know, are you still okay? Are you still safe? And she's like, hey, yeah, I think we're just about to leave the club in a few minutes. And this was at like 4:30.
Oh,
I was like, oh, my gosh. But it's like if you think of that many people
right.
that they have to get together and meet at one place to be in the RV.
Well,
I'm
hard,
sure they were bound to leave some people behind.
That's true.
Because it was a big group.
Right.
I'm like, wow. Oh, man. I mean, it's just.
But it's fun traveling like that, huh?
Oh, it is.
I mean,
for
you
sure.
know, it's like you have a constant party in the RV and stuff, yeah. Wow, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. I wanted to talk about a couple of things, and now I totally forgot. Well, I talked about the movie that I wanted to talk about. See, I don't write notes, man, so I never remember what the hell I want to talk about. But, I mean, there's some things that are happening in the news that I wanted to bring up, but I just, never mind. Fuck. When I try to remember things, I never remember them, so I need to... remember to stop trying to remember.
Yeah,
the things
there
are
you
just
go.
Gonna come
that's,
up and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's one
you
way
know?
To look at it. It'll just come yeah. up on its own.
So let's just refresh people's memory. I mean, we went over your background and your life and everything, but so we don't have to go over this all over again. But you were originally from Chicago.
Yes.
And you decided to move here and make it big in Hollywood and stuff, right? And you moved here, what, 4 years ago, you said? Three years ago,
about three,
right?
3.5 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago, wow. And you moved here on your own. Mm-hmm. Now, what's it like to come to a big city? I mean, did you know anybody here?
No.
Nobody?
No.
So, I mean, how do you start? Where do you go the first day? You go to a hotel and then you start finding a place to live?
Yes. Yeah, I went to a hotel and I went on West Side Rentals.
Yes.
And I just kind of shopped around for a place that way. And I started off living in Redondo Beach. So I feel like that was a really good transition.
Yes.
It was very like, you know, it's not like Hollywood where it's crazy, fast-paced city life. It was much more like it reminded me of like the suburbs back at home, only there was a beach nearby.
There's a beach, right?
So that wasn't so bad. You know, and working on the, you know, the Disney show that I was for a little while, and that was fun. But once that ended, I'm like, okay, there's nothing out here for me. And I wasn't 21, so it's not like I could go to like Manhattan Beach and hang out at like, you know, the beach bars or something like that. There was, you know, there's really nothing there for me. So I'm like,
that's pretty brave to move, and you're not 21 yet and stuff. How did you end up in Redondo?
Well, the Disney show was filming in Torrance. Mm. So I tried to kind of find a place that was sort of nearby that. And
right. How did you book that gig? Did you have it before you moved?
I was here visiting. I was actually doing some modeling. I had photo shoots here. And, I met, a couple people through that. And they weren't, they weren't even people that I really knew. But I'm like, there's this possibility that I could be, if I try to, contact these people that, the executive producer of the show that I met. I'm like, maybe I could try to get some work.
Right.
And that's how I did. I was doing background. And then, I kind of slowly worked my way up. And they gave me a little character name. And I'd get a couple lines here and there. So it was... Yeah, I was really blessed to have a little bit of a start like that,
right.
Because it, that's what.
Yeah. So what kind of a show was it? Can we see it? I mean, if we go, can we rent it?
They only did about 3 seasons. By the time I moved out there, I only did about the second half of the second season, and then I did all of the third season.
Right.
It was on Disney XD. Mm. It was called Zeke and Luther. It was about 2 boys that want to be pro skateboarders, and every day they hang out at this little donut shop called Don's Donuts, and I played Betty, who was a waitress there. So, that was my first little gig out here.
Yeah, so that kept you busy for a season and a half. That's pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You have like a regular gig that you go to every day.
Yeah, it was great. We all just kind of became like a family.
Yeah.
And it was great. Even if they didn't need me to be working there, I'd still stop over there like around lunchtime,
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, come on, grab some lunch, because I'm like, free food, It's like, I really need that. So it was a big help.
Yeah. Well, cool. So then you started auditioning for different jobs and things like that,
mm-hmm.
modeling, acting, things like that, right?
Yeah, pretty much, just trying to.
Did you
do
have to find an agent and stuff? I mean, did you do this or?
I did, yeah. I had an agent and went on auditions and did the whole thing. And I mean,
Does having an agent help?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely need one. Unfortunately,
really?
Now
right.
I don't have one,
right.
And I'm definitely gonna be, currently seeking new representation as soon as I get back. But it's kind of exciting to have my own things going on right now. Like, I'm, my flight leaves at, I think, 4:30 today to go back to Chicago. I'm so weird to say this, but I am an executive producer of a feature film.
Wow.
I'm one of the
How
leads
How do you
in
get to be
well,
the executive producer of this? Were you one of the ones that really put it together?
I was, I definitely put out some money for it.
Wow.
All the more reason why I couldn't be gambling or spending any money in Vegas this weekend. That's a gamble in itself,
right.
For sure. Being a producer and putting
Big
out
time.
Money like that. But when you believe in something and you're working with people that you know and trust, I'm looking forward to being part of the project. I've been working with these people since I was probably like 16 or 17.
Wow.
Like, they put me in my first little short films and stuff back in Chicago, and we've kept
cool.
in touch ever since. And now they're like, well, now that you're a big Hollywood girl now, if you want to come back to Chicago for a hot minute and be a part of our project here. And I thought, why not?
Sounds
It'd be
good.
A great excuse to come home and see my family a little bit. And
So what's the project? So. Is that like a full feature film or?
It is. I mean, we're doing like the whole like Netflix, Hulu kind of deal.
Mm.
So,
That's cool. Yeah, that's a good way now to start with new shows, huh?
Yeah.
To promote them and stuff. You should try Amazon too. Well, they have their own stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Yeah, it's called Dead Girls.
And Dead Girls.
It's a horror flick. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Why are people so fascinated with girls and violence and murder and people are so fascinated by it, Like a hot chick with a gun is like a man's wet dream.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
And what's funny is that's when I shot my first gun. I mean, granted, I was shooting blanks because it was, it was for this, it was actually a student film. That was the first film that I actually did with these people. And, I was shooting a 9mm Beretta. And it's so funny because I believe it was our acting coach slash gun wrangler slash fighting coordinator. he actually took a video of it on his phone, and it's hilarious because the guy gives me the gun and he shows me how to hold it, and he's like, "All right." He's like, "Let's do it, you know, fire two shots in a row." And he's got me on video, and I, you know, I shoot twice, and all of a sudden you see this huge smile on my face, and I'm like, "Wow, that was so powerful." yeah, it was hilarious. But yeah, it's fun to do. I love acting in horror films. I love all the blood and nastiness, but you know what? I cannot watch them for the life of me. I am the biggest baby. I am so scared.
Wow.
Like, well, it's like, "Oh, let's go see that new horror film." I'm like,
"So
nope,
you're going to make the film
scary.
And you won't watch it, huh?"
Probably. I'll be like doing one of these things with my hands over my eyes and just opening my fingers just a little bit to like peek through and be like, "Oh, is it okay to watch now?"
I know. I used to love scary films. Today, it's not that they scare me. It's just that I don't know, they seem silly to me, you know, but I want to catch some good ones, you know. There's some good scary movies that I want to see, you know, that are, like, different.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Scary movie? The Exorcist, probably.
Original one? I feel like there have been so many Exorcist movies since...
There were two sequels, and then they made another sequel, like, more recently, but... Yeah, I think I saw that was maybe 10 years ago or something. But no, just the first one. You know, all the rest were garbage, you know.
Yeah.
But the first one was like, I remember that. And I read the book. I had read the book before I saw the movie.
Oh, there's a book? Oh,
yeah,
there
was a book, yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
I was
See,
like
that I might be able
15,
to do.
14 years old. Yeah, books are not as scary, you know, because you don't get that boo effect.
Right, yeah. You don't have the music and the creepy intro. It's like, you don't get that startling factor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that haunting feeling that you get in a movie.
And, you know, it's funny because I remember my mom telling me this story about when she was a teenager and she went to go see the Exorcist movie. Mm-hmm. And her parents, you know, my grandparents were like out of town or something. And, you know, my aunt, you know, her sister, she wasn't home for whatever reason. And my mom gets home. It's like late at night. She goes to put the key in the door and the key breaks.
Wow.
In the door, she's thinking, "Uh-oh, this is scary." Uh-huh. And then she goes inside, she goes to turn on the light, and the light blows out.
Wow.
And then, like, I can't remember what else happened, but she says something else happened, and that she was just so scared because she just saw the Exorcist and all these crazy things are happening to her at home alone. I'm like, "Oh, Ma, you're crazy." It's so scary.
Some people were traumatized by that movie, you know, I mean, to this day.
Yeah, it was like a first of its kind.
It was really
controversial.
Scary.
Controversial, yeah.
Yeah, and then Poltergeist was pretty scary too. I don't know if you ever saw that with the little girl and stuff. But that had to do with dead people and forget about it, man. Monsters and ghosts and shit. I don't know, man. It's funny stuff. It makes me laugh, you know. But it's cool. I'm trying to think of any recent scary movies. Have you seen Paranormal Activity by any chance?
No, I've never seen any of those.
Yeah,
there's
no,
like a few of them, right? Kind of like
right.
Saw. Like I saw the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first Saw.
You saw Saw?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The first one, and then I was so scared after that. I didn't see any of the other ones, but yeah, I know that Paranormal Activity. They've had quite a few of them, like three or four now.
Yeah, four I think. And the funny thing is that, not that movie, but. God, man, I'm spacing out. Fuck it.
It's been a long weekend.
It has been a long weekend, and I'm tired. You know, I'm just not focused this week at all. But
at least it's a short week.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, there's some movies that I enjoy and stuff. I didn't see Paranormal, but I remember there's a movie called Human Centipede. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, no.
That is the grossest
I hate
movie.
Bugs too, so I don't think
Well, but that's
be
not
good.
A bug at all. I mean, they have this psycho, and he abducts people, and then he, through surgery or something, he stitches them to each other, like your face and another person's ass.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this is for real. They made a movie like this.
Oh, my God!
Can you imagine? I mean, it's like...
The things that people think
I know.
Of.
Who would think like, of something like this, you know?
You just, like, wake up one day. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do this movie. I'm going to put someone's head where their ass goes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I'm going to, like, stitch them all together and, okay, wow. Call it a creation. Wow.
Yeah. Or even Saw. I mean, that sounded like a pretty scary movie, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
cutting
I mean,
off limbs and
it
shit.
It wasn't really. I mean, I was scared, but it wasn't really so much that it was a scary movie. It was just so, like, twisted. I mean, it was very well thought out.
Really.
You know, and I mean, from what I heard, I think it was just like an independent film or something.
Yeah.
Like they shot it in like someone's basement, and it was just like. Wow. Something like that. I mean, I could be wrong, but I did hear that it started off like super low budget, uh-huh. and then it just grew into this
yeah.
huge horror phenomenon.
Right, and so. Then they had a sequel or two also,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have like,
actually a few
four.
Sequels. Yeah, four yeah. of them, yeah.
And they came out with a 3D one? I'm yeah. like, oh my gosh. No, thank you. Like, you couldn't pay me to do something like that.
I know.
I mean, I would act in it, yes, but watching it, no.
Yeah. Did you ever watch a 3D film in the theater? I mean, from all of them that came out, did you ever watch one?
Oh,
the
3D
glasses?
Film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing Avatar in 3D,
oh, wow.
and it
that would be
blew
cool, huh?
my mind.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
I mean,
is
it possible to sit there for 2.5 hours, though, with those glasses on? I mean, it would make me
you know,
crazy.
It depends on what theater you go to, because they're all different. And some of them I come out and I have, like, this huge red mark on the bridge of my nose. And we're all looking at each other like, oh, you got something on your nose. They're like, oh, so do you. Like, uh-huh. oh, it's from the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
But I think they've made them a little bit.
Yeah.
Better these days.
Yeah, that's what I hear, because I think it's like, because 3D has always been like a gimmick, and it was mm-hmm. never done right. So now with the new wave of it, I'm curious to see what it's like, because I'm sure it's a lot better if people are actually making 3D movies, you know,
yeah.
and like full feature movies. And so, yeah, I would like to, Avatar is a good idea. Maybe I'll watch that. You know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I
in the
highly
theater.
Recommend it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, The 3D TVs that have been coming out have not really caught on, you know? I mean, they're cool. I've watched a couple of them. But, yeah, it's like I don't think the 3D is, like, really taken off because
yeah.
I think it's the glasses still, you know? I
yeah.
think one
well,
day
I heard,
they'll
I heard
figure
they
out.
Make the TV without the glasses.
Right.
I've actually seen it, but it's not really quite as impressive
right.
as the glasses.
But eventually they will, you know? I mean, you know that
oh,
they
yeah.
will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know they
time.
Will. They'll... I'm sure they're even going to, like, come out with something where you can, like, smell it even. Like, if somebody's peeling an orange, you can, like
oh, yeah.
have a scent coming through your TV. Like, oh, it's an orange.
Yeah. They're already
like,
thinking
seriously.
Of doing that for computers and stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Technology is just way out there.
I mean, can you imagine, like, packaging smells and odors, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
digitizing
gosh.
Them. My God. How the hell do you do that, you know?
I don't know, but you know they'll think of it. Somebody will.
Yeah. For sure. So let's see. There's some things I wanted to bring up before we go. There was a in Alaska yesterday. I was like totally stunned to hear this. I mean, a total like unforgettable crime. This man he broke into an apartment. There were two elderly people there and their granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
He raped the woman.
Oh,
killed
God.
Her, killed the father, the grandfather, and sexually abused the 2-year-old baby.
Oh my God!
I mean, you know, it's like
this is
like beyond words. Yeah.
Oh geez.
And it's like so random because he didn't know them, they didn't know him, and stuff. So you know, I don't know what happened behind this, but what happened is, I guess the parents were going to a movie with the other kid. They have a 4-year-old or something.
Oh, okay.
So they went out and left the baby, the 2-year-old,
with the
grandparents.
Yeah.
You know? They come home. I guess the door's locked. The security chain is the door chain's on, and they can't get in. But he sees through the crack the dead bodies. So they call the police and everything. They come in and they see all this, and they're saying, you know, some of the police are saying this is the most brutal things they've ever seen. You know.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Ugh, that's disgusting. You know, that's so like, heartbreaking.
It is,
like,
you know.
What? I mean, people in their twisted minds. Like,
yeah, I mean, what do you have with a two-year-old baby? I mean, what is it that exactly?
Yeah, it's a child, that,
yeah,
for
that
God's
turns
sake.
You on about it. I don't get it.
Ugh,
you
God.
Know? And so these people, you know, I mean, no punishment is enough or fitting mm-hmm. the crime, you know, I mean.
Oh, yeah,
there's
no
there punishment.
Is...
Even if you kill him, you know, he killed people's spirits here,
yeah.
you know.
He killed two people.
Two people. The baby is going to be screwed up for life, probably.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and the parents are going to be scarred for sure. So, you know. Someone like this needs to have their genitals cut off, you know. I mean, I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything worse than death is what they deserve, you know. Death
right.
is a good ending, I think, for people, you know.
Oh, yeah, imagine, if they're going to be in prison for
yeah.
life, it's like, oh, I could be here rotting away for the rest of my days. Or
right.
it could just be ended.
Right.
You know, and it's not a brutal ending. It's nowhere near the ending that obviously they gave the people that they killed.
Right.
Because it was probably way more brutal than, you know, getting a shot that goes through your system and
yeah.
knocks you out for good.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just,
Yeah. No, there's things that are worse than death, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things worse than death, you know.
Yeah.
Torture, prison, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Ex-wives.
Oh, oh boy.
So yeah, so that's definitely a terrible thing. On a better note, I guess the second oldest man dies at 113. This guy's 113
wow.
years old.
Wow.
And you know, you look at the picture, and he doesn't look like he needs a lot of assistance. You know, I mean.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not someone who's bedridden or anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
someone who's active. Who's moving around and stuff. Isn't it just amazing? I mean, to me, it's like late 80s, I want to be gone, you know? I mean, it's too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's people have to start taking care of you. You can't do anything for yourself.
Right.
I don't want to live like that, you know?
Yeah. No, my great-granny actually lived to be 103.
Wow.
In Ireland, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember actually going to visit her on her 100th birthday, I
wow.
think, or something like that. Yeah, I was...
Imagine being born in the previous century?
Yeah, I was young, so I don't remember it too much, but I do remember
right.
like meeting her and everything.
Wow.
You know, and at that point she was blind and in the hospital, but still nonetheless she kept going. I mean, I just remember her having the most beautiful skin. Like
really?
Her skin was just flawless. I think
wow.
she said her secret
age,
was like
huh?
olive oil or something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She would use olive oil.
Wow.
So, yeah. I definitely use that from time to time.
Yeah.
Like under my eyes and my face, I'll use olive,
olive
oil or,
really?
Or coconut oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I think so. It's.
Okay.
I mean, hey, it worked for her, and she looked great at 103.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so devastating because her daughter, my grandmother, she's in her mid 70s, and she now has Louis Body's dementia.
Wow.
And she was actually out here visiting for the show in
Wendy
and
Jeff
Pieces of
that.
Ass.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it was. I mean, she had a great time at the show.
Thank
right. God. Like
yeah.
she was just. I mean, everybody just loved her. But aside from that, mm-hmm. it's so difficult because she just does not know anything.
Like
you know,
what's
she
going on or anything.
Yeah,
huh?
She has no idea. She asks the same questions over and over and over
wow.
again, and you know, she'll say things like, "Oh, I need to get that thing." And it's like, well, what thing? And then she'll get mad because she's like, you know, that thing. And she'll get so frustrated and upset.
Right.
And it's so devastating. It's like, how did your mother live to be 103 and
yeah.
you're in your mid-70s and you've completely lost your mind? It's
yeah.
like, oh, my
yeah,
gosh. Take your vitamin B.
Yes. Yeah, cool. There you go.
That has a lot to do with it.
Wow. So, I mean, but. So how did she enjoy the show? I mean, did she know what's going on? I mean, did she understand what's going on?
She was just, I mean, you know, she loves her Chardonnay.
Mm.
So she had, you know, she had a glass of wine. And, yeah, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so, well, you know, it's loud and crazy
right.
in there. She was up dancing and just,
wow.
oh, my gosh. And everybody just loved her. She was just like, like all night too. Yeah. She stayed there all the way till after the show ended, wow. like for the after party. And then I'm like, all right, let's go home now, you know. And she still wanted a party. I'm like, wow. oh man. So yeah. so that was great. It was really good to see her, you yeah. know, having such a good time. So
yeah, but I would imagine it's tough for you to see that, you know, when they're like that
so
old
tough.
And
so tough, because she was one of those. I mean, even just to go grocery shopping, she would be in like her orange heels and her nice outfit, and she'd have jewelry, and you know, like her shading of eyeshadow would match her clothes and her jewelry. She always had her hair done, like just amazing. Always looked amazing.
Wow.
And you know, and now she is where she is today. Yeah. It's so so devastating.
Yeah. Getting old sucks big time, man. Let me tell you. You know, you look at these older people and you go, man, I'm gonna be there once, you know, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look that exciting. But you know what?
Yeah.
They're some of the happiest people. I mean, my parents, they're happiest right now, you know. So
good for them.
Yeah, so what are you going to do, you know? I mean, the thing is, I think once you get there, it doesn't look as bad, maybe. You
right,
know,
maybe. Well, I mean, my grandma, my on the other side of the family, my dad's mom, she is well into her 90s, and she still drives everywhere. She lives by herself.
Wow, really?
She lives by herself mm-hmm. completely, takes care of herself, drives, and she's never home. Like, if I ever call her, I always get the voicemail. And, like, when, you know, when the weather's nice, she goes golfing every day.
Wow.
And if the weather's not nice, she goes bowling, or she has, you know, like, her lady friends over for card games and stuff.
Wow.
She's always active.
Always active, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a way to do it, I think, you know, definitely.
Yeah, even after her husband, you know, my grandpa had, you know, passed when, you know, he was about, you know, in his late 70s. I want to say it was like 79 or 80. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and she's, you know, she's still going.
Wow.
So it's, she...
That's amazing.
She amazes me.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. So you have two old grandmothers, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one last thing is that this thing blew my mind. I guess a mom, an American mom, was arrested in Mexico for smuggling drugs.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is like a... what happened, I guess, she was with her husband in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They took a bus back, and at the checkpoint, they had everybody get off the bus. They go up, you know, the security forces go up on the bus. They find 12 pounds of marijuana under her seat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, now, but, you know, that doesn't guarantee anything. You know, I mean, what if somebody just put it under her seat before the bus stopped or something? You know, that doesn't mean anything. So, they arrested the husband, too. They let him go. But now they're saying they probably arrested her because they were expecting bribe and they didn't get it. You know? Some people don't know that you're supposed to give bribes when you get arrested and stuff.
Oh, in Mexico?
In Mexico.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Like, I kind of a crazy story. I was in Mexico and we were leaving and I don't know how we missed it. We were sitting right there at the gate and I kept seeing people go by and, you know, the friends I was with, I'm like, go check and, like, make sure that, you know, because I feel like we should be boarding right now.
Right.
And they go and look. They'd be like, no, I mean, they must have been looking at the wrong screen or something. Finally, I got up, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, you know, and, you know, the guys at the, you know, because it's like one of those, like, you have to walk outside,
right.
you know, to get over to the plane because it was in Cabo.
Right.
And, you know, I asked them about it, and they're like, oh, no, we're already closing the doors and blah, blah, blah. And I definitely feel like if we would have bribe them, like they would have still, because they still could have totally let us on the plane.
Yeah.
Like I still saw people walking up, like there were people, like they would have like just closed the door, and they're like, well, you know, there's really nothing you could do about it now unless, you know, and me being like, you know, so naive and being like, you know what, like, what, I don't understand, I don't get it, like, you know, and we missed our flight and I had to stay over another night in Mexico. And it was, oh my gosh, it was just, then they lost our luggage and it was the biggest, the biggest nightmare. But yeah, now I know.
Now
bribing
know.
Is, bribing is what you do in Mexico.
But I mean, you know, you go on a friggin' trip, you come back, because I'm sure, you know, they don't look like somebody who would smuggle drugs, and they have kids back in Arizona,
right.
You know?
Well, they're probably thinking of that that show, was it Weeds, right?
She's, yeah.
It's like the regular American mom, and right. she grows yeah. marijuana or something.
We had the girl whom the series is based on. Yeah. Like, she calls herself the real, what's her name on Weeds? I don't know what the name of the the character is, but the real, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that was funny. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, some women do get involved in this stuff, but, you know, I can't imagine you get on the bus and bring 12 pounds of marijuana with you. I mean, come on, you know, how stupid do you have to be?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think they did that, but who cares? Anyway, Mia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Always a lot of fun, of course.
Good to be back.
Have a safe flight to Chicago.
Thank
I hope your work is enjoyable.
Thanks,
I'm sure it will be. I mean, if you're the executive producer.
Yeah, I know,
me.
Right?
All right. Well, so have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you for joining us, and I'll be here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.